Hope your day is wonderful. If not, we're going to make it better. Coming up on Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. Episode number 34, my guest today, author and runner, Dr. Jason Karp. So running for weight loss? Absolutely right. He says running should be your new diet. Plus, what to do if you feel intimidated by running, how to get started, and more as we talk about his new book, Run Your Fat Off. And if I could ask a quick favor, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to catch every episode. And if you could rate and review the podcast on iTunes afterwards, that would give us a chance to help more people. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real, real salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired, get healthy, reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
Thrilled to have Dr. Jason Karp on with us today. Dr. Jason Karp is one of America's foremost running experts, multiple book author, exercise physiologist, and creator of the Revolution Running Certification. He owns RunFit LLC, the premier provider of innovative running and fitness services. His latest book, Run Your Fat Off, takes a different approach to weight loss than all other diet books, focusing on running as the diet to sustained weight loss. Jason, so happy to talk with you today. Can you first let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
That's a great question. Well, I've always seen myself as an entrepreneur in the fitness and running industry, and I fell in love with running when I started running track in sixth grade, and it put the sport itself put me on this yellow brick road that I've been on all these years. And so
I love
it. First and foremost, a runner and entrepreneur and physiologist, scientist and coach. I do all those things.
You got a lot going on there.
Yeah, I love it all.
That's great. Well, Jason, I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Get out the door and run, even if it's slow. People get intimidated by running, but running not only changes your waistline, it changes your life. And so when people start running, it builds confidence, creativity, imagination, and it helps get the weight off and keep it off for the rest of your life. So, I mean, it's so impactful that, I mean, everybody should run, even if it's slow, even if it's only a few minutes at a time. Just get out the door and start it.
Well, I wanted to ask you, you know, I think many people would like to run, but you just said it, they feel intimidated by it. For that person that says, boy, I really want to, but I don't know if my knees can take it, or I don't know how far I can go to have the stamina. What do you say to that person that's intimidated by running?
I'd say start with a walk, start with a fast walk, and then just pick it up and start running. And even if it's only for 60 seconds when you first started, big deal. It's 60 seconds you just ran, and then walk for 5 minutes, and then run for another minute, and then walk for 5 minutes. And then over time, as your body adapts and improves its endurance, you'll be able to walk less and run more. The human body is very adaptable, especially to endurance type of activities. And so even if someone just runs for a minute to begin with, then that's that person's starting point. That's fine.
So there's hope for all of us then. Well, that's a good prescription then. Like you said, start walking and run for 60 seconds, then walk for 5 minutes, then run another 60 seconds, and then just slowly keep building up.
Exactly.
So why has running been largely ignored by weight loss experts, do you think?
Well, I think as a society, we are so fascinated by food that the emphasis of weight loss has been on a person's diet and manipulating the foods that they eat and how much they eat. And while that's very important, the research shows that to keep the weight off, you must exercise. And running is the best calorie burner because it's a whole body activity. It's weight bearing. In fact, it's multiple times your weight bearing. And so it's very effective for burning calories and keeping it off. But the diet industry has largely focused on the food aspect, and they kind of neglect the exercise aspect, even though that's what keeps the weight off. Most people who go on a diet, as you well know, and as most people know, the weight comes right back on, because the diets are not meant to be sustainable. Truthfully, they're meant to make money, and so it's only a temporary fix. But to keep the weight off for the rest of your life, which is the whole point, I mean, what's the point in losing weight if you're just going to gain it right back? In order to do that, you have to exercise, and running is extremely powerful for keeping the weight off.
So running is the most efficient way overall to burn calories and keep that weight off.
Right, and it's also accessible to everybody in the world. There's only one other exercise that possibly burns more calories than running, and that's cross-country skiing. But that has a high level of skill, and it's accessible to very few people around the world. Running, anybody in the world can step outside their front door and run wherever they are in the world.
Right. Cross-country skiing, tough to do on a 70-degree day.
Exactly.
So, and I can imagine being outside. Well, you can run in a track, and that's fine too, but I can imagine being outside the fresh air, seeing the landscape change as you run. That's got to be beneficial too.
Oh, it's huge, and that gets to the whole psychology of running and the exploration of running, not just exploring your environment, but exploring yourself in that environment. You know, you can run in the woods, you can run on trails, you can run by the beach. Yeah, I mean, that offers so much more than a lot of other physical activities that are contained in one space. Like if you go to a gym and work out, you're contained in that gym. You never get to be outside in nature. So running has also that exterior benefit of being able to explore your surroundings, and in so doing, you also get to explore yourself.
All right, so help us out then for someone that wants to start running. Can you just give us general tips on, you know, okay, make sure you get a good shoe, make sure you get an outfit, just general tips for somebody that wants to start running?
Yeah, the biggest thing, I mean, that's one of the greatest things about running too, is that the only equipment you need is a pair of shoes. So that's the biggest technical or equipment need, is that just make sure you have the right kind of shoes, which can also be somewhat intimidating to people, but it's really a pretty easy selection. There's three categories of shoes. The cushioning / neutral shoe for people who have a normal sized arch and don't roll inward. That's called pronation when the foot lands on the ground. You want to have a normal amount of pronation to absorb shock. So most of the population, about 80% of people who run, buy just the straight cushioning / neutral shoe. Then if you overpronate a little bit, that your foot rolls inward a little bit too much as it lands, then you go for a more stability shoe. It's a more stable shoe. And then for people who really overpronate, where it looks like their foot is going to fall off of a cliff every time it lands on the ground, then they need a motion control shoe, which does just that. It controls the motion of your foot. And so most people, they may not know what kind of shoe they need, but any specialty running shoe store, they'll look at you run in the store. Some of them have treadmills in the store. They'll put you on the treadmill. They watch your feet as they land on the treadmill, and then they can guide you and tell you what kind of shoe you need.
So the best advice would be then to, if you want to start running, just don't be intimidated and go to a running shoe store, because they're best to help you. And then
Right. They'll
be able to lead you in the right direction, whether you need a cushioning shoe, a stability type shoe, or the motion control shoe. So again, don't be intimidated. Just walk on in and say, I want to start running. I'm sure they would love to see somebody come in and start talking about running, because somebody that works at a running store loves it and would love somebody new coming in. And
exactly.
Just say, gosh, let me tell you about how great this is, and let me help you get the right shoe, and we're going to get another member in the club.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they will get very excited when they see new runners come in the store.
Well, that's good stuff. So, Jason, Run Your Fat Off gives everyone, men and women, marathon runners to casual runners to non-runners, a personalized plan on the best running workouts to lose the most weight. Can you talk about the day-to-day plans in your book?
Yeah, so the book is planned in such a way that there's no guessing that people have to do. They wonder, well, how much do I run today? It's all laid out. So there's a whole menu. It's written like a food menu, where there's multiple workouts on each day, and the person can pick which workout they want to do on each day, just like you pick which meal you want for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So there's also meal plans in the book, and then there's a menu of workouts in the book, so that people never have to think about, well, what should I do? It's all laid out for you.
And this is a great book for beginners to marathon runners. And like you said, you do also offer an eating plan, so you kind of get it all.
Right, exactly. I wanted to cover everything because nutrition is a big part of this. If you go out and run and then you just replace all the calories, you're not going to lose weight. So it has to, you have to focus on both sides of it, the running side and the nutrition side.
Right. So in general then, I'm just thinking about running. How far and how many days does somebody have to run to see results?
Well, as I always joke with people, you only have to run on the days you eat.
So every day you would prescribe, get out there a little bit every day.
Yeah. I mean, you should do, if you want to burn a lot of calories, I mean, I say that tongue in cheek, but if you want to burn a lot of calories, you do need to exercise on most, if not all, days of the week. Having said that, when somebody's a new runner, obviously they're not going to be able to run every day. So like the beginner program I have in the book, it starts with just 3 days a week of running, and it builds up from there. But on the other days that you're not running, you should at least try to do something else because you're still eating, so you're still consuming all these calories, but you're not going to burn anything if you don't do any exercise. So if you want to lose weight, you have to be as physically active as possible between running and other forms of exercise.
Right. If you want to see results, you've got to get out
right.
there. So can this book be for somebody, a beginner, and will it stair-step them up to intermediate
yeah.
level and then beyond that too?
Yes, exactly. And that's what I talk about in the book, that if you're a beginner, you start with the beginner program, and then you graduate to the intermediate program, that it never ends. It's not like other diets that are for 10 weeks long or something. This is, running becomes your lifestyle. It never ends. It's going to become a part of you for the rest of your life, and that's how you keep the weight off. But as I talk about in the book, that's not going to be a problem for people, because that's one of the unique things about running, is that people get caught up in the lifestyle and they become runners, even though that was not their intention to begin with. They just want to lose weight. But you get so caught up in what running does for you emotionally and philosophically and community. You know, there's communities of runners all over the country. People get wrapped up in that, and you can't help yourself. You become a runner. It becomes your lifestyle.
You're right. You buy into that lifestyle. So will this book then, if somebody says, you know, I want to run a 5K, I'm going to get a book to help me get there and even farther distances than that. This book will help them get there?
Yeah, I mean, it's not specifically training for a race, but that could happen by following the plan in the book. You could still certainly run a race off of the training in the book. But you know, I've written plenty of other books that talk about how to become a better runner in order to run races.
And do you go into any warm-up or cool-down exercises at all in the book?
Yeah, I talk about that. So that prefacing the plans that are in the book, I talk about how to warm up to get ready for the individual workouts that are in the menu.
Right, okay. So it's really kind of a one-stop shop then. So for somebody that's interested in running and wants to run, and as you say, time to start looking at running as the diet, because most of the time we're focused on food, but
right.
running can be the diet, and then you also include the meal plans in there too, which I think is
yeah.
really cool. Well, coming
yeah.
up, we get the height. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say there's a couple of chapters on nutrition talking about the nutrients that people need to run, the percentage of macronutrients, the carbohydrate, protein, fat, all of that is in the book.
So I just want to come back to this again. As I think and I hear you talk, is there, so anybody can run? Is there somebody that shouldn't even consider this? Or can anybody just get out there and, like you say, start walking and then slowly start running? Anybody can do this?
Yeah, I mean, most people in our society, because it's an activity that humans evolved to do, most people can go out the door and start running. Having said that, there are certain conditions in which you have to be very careful. Like if you just had a heart attack and you had heart surgery or something, then you would want to join a cardiac rehab program. But, you know, even those patients, they still put them on the treadmill very shortly after they had heart surgery, because we recognize now how powerful walking first and then eventually running is to strengthen your heart. So there would be certain pathological disease states in which I'd say, well, yeah, you don't just go out the door and start running fast. You have to be careful. But at least start walking. Walking, everybody in the world can at least start walking briskly and then work up to starting to jog.
Right. Well, I think that's just really good advice about how to get started is just start walking. And don't be intimidated with the run. If you start walking and you do that 5 times a week And like you said, okay, I'm going to run for 60 seconds and then stop. And then the next
yeah.
day you go a little bit farther. You just kind of slowly stair-step your way up. And before you
exactly.
know it, geez, I just ran for 15 minutes straight. Holy cow.
I talk about that in the book too, that each chapter is framed by a story of somebody who lost an enormous amount of weight through running. And these people, I was so inspired when I was writing their stories in the book that they, when they first started running, they couldn't run for more than a minute. And then a year later, they're running marathons. And that was not even in their plan, but they got so caught up in it. They would have laughed at you if you told them that they could run a marathon when they first started out.
You know, and I just keep thinking, for somebody that wants to try it, don't be intimidated. Try it, because you may just fall in love with it, like so many people have. And like you say, this could be a lifetime activity for you then, something you actively look forward to doing 4, 5, who knows, 6, 7 times a week. But get out there and try it. Don't be intimidated by it, because you never know. You never know. So get out there and do it. Coming up, we get the high five from Dr. Jason Karp. And if I could ask a favor after the interview with Jason, if you could just do me a quick favor, jump over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast. I have one simple goal for this podcast. I just want people to improve their lives, to make their lives better, to have more joy in their lives, to get healthier. And if you rate and review the show, we get a higher ranking on iTunes, and it gives us a chance to help more people, which this podcast is about. So if you could do that for me, I would really appreciate it. The high five with Dr. Karp is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised by what's inside. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of sugar. So you want a salt like Real Salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with my guest today, Dr. Jason Karp. Jason, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, question number one. You briefly touched on it. What turned you on to running? What made you fall in love with it?
The freeing of the, it's so physical. It's just a very freeing thing to do. I started running track when I was in sixth grade, and there's been nothing else that I have discovered in my life that is just this animalistic freedom of that physical movement, trying to push yourself as fast as you can. There's nothing else like it.
How you put it, I can see how people can fall in love with this. It's freeing and freedom. That's really interesting. Well, question number two, I have this theory, high-performing people start their day with a routine or a special way. Let me ask you this, how do you start your day?
With a good breakfast. I've always been a really big breakfast kind of guy. I like a big breakfast.
Well, and that's so important. Many people skip breakfast, and experts say don't skip breakfast, the most important meal of the day. Okay, so let us in on your life here. Give us the scene. What is it that you have for breakfast?
I usually have cereal and juice and usually some toast with peanut butter. So a lot of carbohydrate, a lot of protein. If I have more time, then usually I'll make myself like scrambled eggs or something. But it's usually high carb and high protein.
And then you go out for the run.
Usually later in the day I'll do that. But you can't run right after you eat.
So when is your favorite time to run then?
Usually it's mid-afternoon. You know, because I'm self-employed, I have flexibility of when I can run. So I like to try to get some work done first in the morning. Then I break up my day. I go for a run, and then I come back in the afternoon and do the rest of the work I need to do.
Question number three, you have accomplished a lot in your life, businessman, entrepreneur, author. What's your key to success?
I'm very disciplined. I mean, I have goals, and I am relentlessly persistent in pursuing those goals. And that's what I'm always telling people, that if you want to be successful, you have to be relentlessly persistent to be successful. And don't give up. You're going to have a lot of rejection. You're going to have a lot of failure. But you can't give up. You just got to keep being relentlessly persistent.
I like that. Relentlessly persistent. That's good. All right, question number four. Do you have a favorite quote or a book you can share with us?
The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing.
Right. It was told to me by a very well-known runner back when I was in high school, and I went to a track camp that he was coaching. And then many years later, I found out that he kind of stole that quote from Stephen Covey, who wrote The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Yes.
So it encapsulates being disciplined and being focused, and you know, whatever that main thing is for you, always keep that main thing the main thing, and don't get distracted. You know, in our society, it's very easy to get distracted by the media or by anything else, by social media these days. But if you always remember what your main thing is, then keep the main thing the main thing. That's what keeps you on task and keeps you disciplined and devoted to what you want to accomplish.
Oh, that's cool. I love that. All right, and we're going to put that up on the show notes page at RadioMD.com. Question number five. All right, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is...
not to be afraid of failure.
Hmm.
I know that's a part of success.
A part of success is failure, because ultimately you're gonna have to fail before you get to that success.
Right.
Most likely.
Nobody has success on the very first try. Nobody who's accomplished in whatever industry it is, nobody is able to reach a high level without failing at some things along the way or getting rejections along the way.
Right. So don't be afraid of failure. And that also, you know, leads into what you said before about being relentlessly persistent. So you just got to keep going and don't be afraid to fail and you'll get there. Well, Jason, I so enjoyed talking with you today. Tell us, how can we connect with you and learn more about you and find your books and all that good stuff?
Well, the books are on Amazon, of course. If anybody wants an autographed book, they can order it directly from my website, run-fits.com. And I'm all over social media as Dr. Jason Karp, so people can find me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
That's wonderful. And we're going to put links to all of Jason's social media and the books right on his show notes page at RadioMD.com. So if you visit that, you can just search the Which Way Is Life page. You'll see Jason's interview there, and you can get all those links if you're wondering. So you just go there, and you'll find all that stuff. Well, Jason, thank you so much again. And I close out every show with one of my own favorite quotes, if I can share with you, which is, enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Jason, thank you again so much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Dr. Karp. And remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit the subscribe button on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And again, if I could ask a favor, jump on over to iTunes. If you liked what you heard today, just give me a rating. A 5-star would be nice. And give me a review of the show. That way I can reach more people and help more people, which this podcast is all about. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter. Hit me up there and on Facebook as well. Please follow me there. You can also check out the show notes page at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.